We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Blah, 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 blah. Right, DJ?
Response.
That's right, buddy. Talk a little bit louder, buddy.
I got to talk into the microphone.
Talking to the microphone, sir. Welcome to Rock Pod, episode 75. Myself, Mr. B, and my co-host, DJ Problem from hashtag ABQ. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Right, DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Get your Rock Pod on.
Pod fix.
Pod fix. Oh, yeah. That's a good new term, buddy. New term.
Hashtag pod fix.
Get your pod fix. Get rock podded.
Yep.
Make sure you download an episode at all times. Keep it on your phone at all times on your MP3 players.
Hey, yes, sir.
Do you still have an MP3 player?
I do. It doesn't work very well, but you know.
We'll download some rock pod episodes, and that's in case of emergency, you know?
Yes, sir. Long road trip, bro. I could laugh. I could laugh my ass off.
Laugh your ass off. Yes, sir. 75 in the ear hole. You listening right now. This is going into your ear hole.
Hello.
Hello, tech. Spit teching into your ear hole. That's right, buddy. Cool. Myself, Mr. B. Played some Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, getting addicted to that, even though it looks like a cartoon game. It's pretty good, man. It's just like a tower defense game, and you just got to protect your garden and defeat the enemies, buddy.
Rage. So,
rage on, buddy. Yeah. And on that one, it's about 50-50 right now for me for playing with younger kids. And then the other 50 would be the being on a team with adults. So it's about 50-50 right now. 50-50 chance you'll be playing with kids, and 50 chance you'll be playing with adults on that game.
So many pod stars as you get.
Pod stars, I say. Tower defense games, I give it a 4.5.
Woo! You hear that, folks?
That's right, buddy.
4.5.
Tower defense, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, it's pretty good.
Get it.
Even those kids, you play with kids, man, they're pretty good. They know how to protect their garden, yo. You hear little kids like, hey, get that, go. It's like, pretty good, man.
Hell yeah.
So, guys, playing that, getting into that. And another tower defense is still playing Pixel Junk Monsters HD on my PS Vita. Still beating those levels, beating those enemies.
Yeah.
So
kill them.
Yeah. Lately, just getting into tower defense games. So, pretty good. And if you guys have any recommendations, I'd love to get some and just try to get some more tower defense games going. It's pretty good. And you're probably going to laugh about this. You ready?
Yes, sir. Let's hear it.
All right, something I watched. I came back from work, and Mrs. B had on a TV show. Guess what channel it was on?
What's that?
Lifetime.
Were you watching the fucking Golden Girls, Doug?
No. It was there was a movie showing, and I don't know what the movie was called, but there was a movie showing, and the reason why it caught my eye, and it's one of those movies where somebody does something crazy and you just keep watching it just to see them continue to do crazy things. Yeah, so get this.
So suck you in, right?
Yeah, it just sucks me in. So I sat down and this TV show was on, and there's these four girls. They I guess they videoed themselves beating up this other chick. The fifth chick. So they beat her up, they put it on video, and they put it online. And then they end up you know, before they go to trial, they get arrested first. So they get arrested, they go to jail, and when they're in jail, they're in this big in a room where there's a TV in there, but they're all in there, they're all talking, and one of them turns to the TV. They get all excited, like, oh my god, look. She's all pointing to the TV. Oh, we're on TV, and they all jump to the TV and they're saying, oh my god, can you believe this? This news is nationwide, so that means we're famous.
So it's all about them being famous, huh?
Sort of, yeah. So just a crazy reason, just like for beating up somebody and putting it online, and here that's the only thing they're excited about.
Oh, wow.
They're not worried about being in jail or nothing like that. The only thing they're happy about is we're famous, we're on TV, and oh my god, I look fat and stuff like that.
Bro, You know that in movies, brother. When you get out of jail, you know you ain't really in jail. So you kind of just happy-go-lucky about the whole situation. Like, this is the day in the life of shit, and it ain't like that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I know what you mean, man. Hell yeah.
So, yeah. So they beat up a girl. They put it online, and they go to jail, and they get on the news, and they are super excited because they are on TV, and it's nationwide. Crazy, crazy, right?
Some crazy stuff, buddy.
Crazy stuff.
Stuff.
And one more exciting news. Are you ready for this, DJ?
I'm ready.
They're building a McDonald's close to my house.
You mean McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude.
Mickey D's.
Ooh. So is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's good. McDonald's is close. Get some vanilla cones, buddy.
Yeah.
And then they don't serve apple pies no more, right?
I don't eat McDonald's, my man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no way.
Oh, okay.
Shit's dangerous for you, bro.
Vanilla cones, chicken nuggets, and fries.
Hey, man, you want to know a fun fact about McDonald's fries and hamburgers?
Go for it. Spit it.
Them shit stay just the way you left them, bro. Under car seats, under rugs, under couches, behind pillows. Fucking mashed in between seats for years after they've been there, man. They stay the same way. So that's just one of those little fun facts for you folks. Yeah. McDonald's, it stays fresh forever.
Stays fresh.
Who wouldn't want that in food, man? You just stick it right in the microwave and it's brand new.
It takes a long time to digest, does it?
I don't even think it digests, bro.
Oh, snap. Just goes on through.
It's just kind of like, you know, filling up a water balloon and then just kind of tossing it, you know? Just kind of goes everywhere. Fucking.
Filling up a water balloon. Yep, yep. Cool, bro. Cool.
Fun facts, bro. Your McDonald's fries are as good as new when you find them in car seats and all that good stuff, you know?
Yep. Just put it in the microwave.
That's all you need is a...
Pretty good, pretty good. And Jaden420 sent us a tweet, Girls Night Out, and she shows a pic of Batman videos and a brewski.
Yeah.
No drama, right?
Yeah, no drama, drama. Save that shit for your mama.
No drama.
As Mr. B would say, yo mama.
Yo mama. Yo mama's so cool, she listens to the rap pod.
Damn, we doing your mama so cool jokes? Fuck, dude, I think we're the first. How, that would be something different. You know, someone walks up to you like, your mama's so fat, this and that. You're like, oh, shit, really? Well, your mama's so cool. And they're like, what the fuck? Fucking later, bro. I don't even know what to say to them.
You know, like they're trying to put you down and stuff like that, but you're not even, you're just.
You ain't even hearing that shit, dog. You ain't about that business. You're like, oh, yeah, dog, but your mama's so cool. Fucking yeah. That's stupid shit, man.
Your mama's so cool. She took my son to the swimming pool.
Ooh, your mama's so cool. She kept me in school. Oh, and then just walk off like fucking hell yeah, bitch. What?
What?
Bitch, what? Say something now. Say something else.
And then put your hands in the air like you're dropping a mic.
Oh.
Walk away.
That business.
Oh, snap. That's it, folks. Rock Pod listeners. We're making a movement here.
Instead of dissing mamas, we're going to tell how cool mamas is.
Yes, sir. Cool, cool. What about you, DJ? Any fun activities for DJP?
Shit, brother. Besides me fucking ranting and raving about some fucking nonsense, I'm working on an EP. And, you know, I'm really, really fucking set on trying to finish it by the end of the month.
Oh, yeah. June?
Yeah, I would say it's going to come off in July. I mean, it's not going to be released until October.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm going to start promoting it now. I'm going to start talking about it now, and what better place to talk about it than our own show, brother, on your show, you know?
Yeah.
On the Raw Pod, you know what I'm saying? This is where it's at. This is where it all started, me and Mr. B. So, you know, I like to drop things first on here before anything else, you know what I mean? And really, let everybody else know that listens to it that, you know, I'm working on some music and gonna be releasing an EP soon. You know what I mean? Fucking ironically, I'm gonna nickname it or name it soon enough, EP soon enough, you know what I mean?
Because that's pretty good.
It's I've been saying it for a while, but you know what? I only start talking like this when I'm fucking ready to do shit. You know what I mean? I don't really talk much about what I do with my music and stuff like that. You know, and people can fucking believe what I do or people cannot believe what I do. You know what I mean? But one of these days, I'm going to have a shit ton of fucking music to drop and it's going to be good. You know what I mean? And if you don't like it, fuck you. I don't care. You know, at least I'm fucking trying. I'm just following my fucking dream, and it may not be your dream and you may not like it. And that's totally fucking cool. I don't care. And if you support me, I fucking love you guys to death. And without you, I wouldn't be doing the shit that I'm doing now. You know, I wouldn't want to be so set on putting out good music and trying to make my fucking mark in time. You know what I mean? I just want to fucking have that little slice of my own heaven. You know what I mean? So releasing some actually original shit. It's going to be some good stuff. I'm going to start out. I guess I can, you know, leak my shit. You know, it's going to be under my record label, which is Murderholic Records. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can, look me up on Twitter at Murder Music, and that's going to be MURDAMUSIK. And, yeah, it's going to be some house. You know what I mean? This first EP is going to be some house. What I want to do as an artist and what I want to do as a dream of mine is just, you know, steadily try and work on every genre that I can. You know, for just my own satisfaction. I want to fully, you know, submerge myself in each genre of dance music. I mean, I don't even want to call it EDM. It's just individual music. I can't even say, you know, I don't want to even put a label on it. It's just all good music. You know what I mean? Just feel good music. That's what I want to label it as, is feel good music.
Yep.
You guys can maybe relate to it. It might be EDM. It might be, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, but just trying to do me, and I'm not trying to follow anybody else's footsteps. I just want to kind of just do me, and, you know, it'll be up soon. I'll be able to post some clips and stuff like that when I do actually finish it up. Hopefully by the end of the month, I'm shooting for that. And then I will start, you know, posting clips and shit like that and just kind of talking about it and getting ready and just kind of trying to make a noise with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, get some feedback with that. So I'm working really hard with that, and, hopefully a full length album. That would be really cool for me to do. And it's just really huge fucking steps for me, you know what I mean, as far as a business owner and just trying to do my own thing and manage everything in one whole unit, you know what I mean? So I'm learning a lot, and really trying to dedicate myself to this. So that's what I've been doing lately, brother.
That's good, man. That's some good news.
Also, I got 24, you know, I've been bullshitting about this for a while. We've been talking about it on the Rot Pod, 24-hour mixdown. I've been talking about this shit for fucking ever, dude.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is I'm working on 24 mixes, and I'm going to fucking drop a mix an hour when I get those 24 mixes ready. You know, I'm really trying new shit, trying to just if you guys don't follow me or any stuff like that, I DJ off of a MacBook Pro, an APC 40, Ableton Live Suite. You know, I fully put together some mixes, you know, I do shit on the fly, but you know what I mean? I just believe that, you know, things like this is everybody's got their own talent. Everybody's got their own palette. It's like a painter. There's not really the right tools to do what you want to do. You know, there's just a numerous amount of tools, and it's infinite. You know, it's not really set on one thing, and I'm not trying to look at it as I'm not a DJ because I don't have two turntables. You know, I learned off of two turntables.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys first started following me, I learned off of two turntables. So I know how to do that shit. I just gradually fucking lost all of my equipment, unfortunately, and had to use my APC 42 DJ. And I fell in love with it. And that's, it's an amazing thing. So I do that. And, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to, I think I'm ready to drop some shit, bro. Ready to do this, I think.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to do the 24-hour mixdown. I'm going to drop the 24 mixes. And then right after that, I'm going to drop the EP. So everybody can download 24 new mixes that I've done and I've been saving and collecting, you know, for this moment. And right after that, you guys are going to get a free EP. So, you know, I'm going to try and have some goodies and stuff like that. You know, I'm kind of broke right now, really fucking broke, dude. So I don't really have much money to invest in my stuff right now, but I do want to do the stickers, the t-shirts, you know, me and you talk, Mr. B, about our stuff and what I want to do. And eventually that's going to happen, brother. I ain't going to let that shit fall away. You know what I mean? That's fucking, it's the dream, and I'm fucking chasing that shit until I'm fucking in the clouds, man, fucking looking down, you know? So it's good, man. I'm definitely, getting a more positive lit going on. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
So
keeping our heads up.
Yep. Yep. So yeah, folks, that's what I've been up to. DJ Problems.
DJ Problems.
Trying to work this thing out with Mr. B so we can do a podcast together.
I mean, yeah, do a podcast live together, right?
Yes, sir. Live together, brother.
Yeah. And just to let the listeners know, we only met once, right?
Yes, sir. We've only met in person once.
Met in person. Yeah, that's just...
But it's like we've known each other for fucking years, man. You know?
Yeah.
Mr. B... You know, it's crazy, man. I still have the first message from you, bro. When we first talked, and it must have been in August, Mr. B. Okay, we first started talking in August, and you fucking hit me up on Twitter. I was fucking a nobody. Dude, I'm still a nobody, bro. And you hit me up fucking cool as shit, and you're like, what's up, brother? Fucking hell yeah, da-da-da-da-da. Let's fucking get together. How would you like to be on my fucking podcast? And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was just like... I was blown away, man. You know what I mean? I was just like, man, I don't know what to think right now. Like I think shit's moving quickly, but man, I was far from that. You know what I mean? It's moved a fuck ton quicker than it has in past. Yep. You know what I mean? So, you know, we first started, I guessed on your show, and I was so amped. I was like, Mr. B, this is the coolest shit ever. I want to be part of your show. And you're like, yeah, brother, maybe we could talk about that. And here we are, dude. Here fucking are, months, months and months and months and 80 episodes fucking deep, man. Just doing our thing. Fucking just, oh man, Rob Pod's my life, dude. It's never going to go away. As long as I'm alive, Rob Pod will never fucking die, dude.
Sounds good, man.
And it's going to stay in motivation forever, dude. It's going to stay in a positive light forever, dude.
Yep, yep. And like, as we said before, we're going to keep evolving, right?
Yes, sir. We're going to evolve.
Yep, yep. Good news for the listeners.
Yep, yep. And, games? Sorry, bro. I'm chatting like a fucking chat cat over here.
Hey, right here real quick, right?
What's up?
This is from a listener.
Me and my dudes in the lab as we talk a bowl right now.
Yep, yep. Yeah, the listeners love you too, buddy.
Yeah, well, I love the listeners too. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for the support. Me and Mr. B love the shit out of you guys, and without you guys, we wouldn't be here.
Yep, yep.
Love that shit. That's that shit that I love right there.
True that, buddy.
True that. Listener support and listener thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thank you guys.
Yep, yep. Yeah, we can never say that enough, right?
I can never say that enough, man. I love you guys. Listeners, thank you.
Love you, man.
We appreciate every play, every download. Excuse me, I got the fucking hiccups.
They're getting love. They're getting
crying over here.
They're getting love in their ear hole right now.
Yeah, they're getting loved in the ear hole right now.
Oh, you just got ear hole.
You just got ear hole. Yeah, we're on the same page, Mr. B. Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, yep. Yeah, real quick, did you play any games?
Yeah, dude, I've been fucking rocking it on Battlefield with my boy Sean D's, man. We've been just tearing it up. I'm addicted to the jet, man. I can't get the fuck out of it.
Jet.
Just flying around in that fighter jet, bro.
Do they still get you? Do they still gill you, though? Get you, though?
Yeah, now I think that you rank up and shit, they put you with, like, different players and shit of the same rank, you know? So,
oh, okay.
Fucking these guys are good, dude, and holy shit. Man, dude, I'm still averaging fucking zero kills and two deaths a game.
at least the deaths went down, buddy.
Dude, because I was getting up there to like fucking 32 and shit.
Yeah, I think last episode you were saying that too. It's all right. Pretty good, pretty good. Cool. Sounds good. And happy belated Father's Day for you fathers listening out there.
Yeah.
Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day to all the mothers that don't have a father to...
Oh yeah, that's
supportive,
right.
You know, all the single mom slash dads out there, and the dad slash moms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
true
respect,
that.
Respect to all of you guys.
Yes, sir. That was Sunday. Hope you guys had a good day. So yes, sir. So
how was your Father's Day, Mr. B?
That was pretty good. Just a lot of food.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it's one thing I love. One thing I love in life is the food.
Hell yeah.
All kinds of food. So, yeah, Mrs. B and Little B took me out to Tecanos.
Ooh.
So, I just grabbed a plate of like a biscuits.
Uh huh.
And then I didn't grab any salad or anything like that, but I just grabbed some bread, put that on the table. Then once the meat started coming, I got everything, buddy.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Nah, I've never been to Tecanos.
Oh, okay. Well, they there's different meats that come from the grill and all that, and they just they go around carrying this meat on this little like skewer.
Uh-huh.
And with
saw
you off a piece right there, and they just keep coming yeah. with different types of meat. So, and it's all you can eat too. So,
shit, yeah, bro, fucking ham hocks like a motherfucker. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, all kinds of meat, man. Chicken, yeah. everything, man. Anything you can think of. And some of them is wrapped in bacon too.
Oh shit! You know I'm a sucker for bacon, bro. Oh,
yo,
that should be my middle name is fucking bacon, dude.
DJ Bacon P. DJ Problems, aka Bacon.
The Baconator. I don't know if fucking Wendy's already has that. I think there'd be some issues there.
Oh yeah. Cool. And real quick, most popular red box. Devils. What does it say? Devils. Devils do.
What'd you think it said?
I said like devils lie. It's like how can a movie be called Devils Lie when they lie? Devils do. Vampire Academy. And there's actually a movie called Gambit, but it's not of the X-Men.
What is it?
It's a comedy. Cameron Diaz, Colin Firth. Yeah, some kind of comedy with Cameron Diaz.
Hell yeah.
And new releases, Jack Ryan, Her, Adult World, and Perfect Sisters.
Are you a perfect sister, Mr. B?
Maybe in a different...
in a different world.
In a different world.
Wake up, DJ. What the fuck you talking, man? Fuck.
In a different life. And now playing in theaters, 22 Jump Street, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, How to Train Your Dragon 2, The Fault in Our Stars, and Maleficent.
You. Watch them.
Watch them. Get it. Opening this week, Think Like a Man 2, Jersey Boys, Miss Lovely, and Le Chef. Le Chef. And that Jersey Boys is another like a sort of like a documentary movie type.
Is it real or is it fictional?
I have no idea.
Fiction is fake, right?
Yeah, fiction.
I never, dude, you know, I'm going to come clean and be straight fucking honest. In school, dude, I never knew what the fuck was what, dude. They're like, this is fucking fiction and nonfiction. I'm like, what the fuck is it? I don't remember. I don't know. Science fiction, I know, is that fantasy shit. So that's cool because you can, you know, or is it?
Yeah.
Science fiction, isn't that fantasy fucking aliens and weird fucking shit?
Science fiction?
Sci-fi?
Yeah.
See, okay.
Fiction, not real?
So fiction is not real?
Yeah.
Okay, and nonfiction is real?
Yeah.
See, that don't make no damn sense, dude. So if you're like, yo, nonfiction is fake, nigga, it's not real.
Just say real or fake, huh?
Yeah, right? This is real story. This is a fake-ass story, bro. Fucking, I'm going to tell you a lie right now. Somebody wrote this shit fucking on a whim. It's like the Bible. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
All right, back to fiction. Fiction. Go, go, go.
So, you know, fucking, hey. Anyways.
Fake or real, that's it.
Continue. Yes, fake or real, is it?
They should change a science sci-fi channel to fake science. Sci.
Fake science channel.
Fake science.
Oh, word. Yeah, those are the aliens, right?
That's right, buddy.
Yeah, sure.
Yup. Top 10 at the weekend box office, but maybe we'll do 5. Number 1, 22 Jump Street with 60 million. How to Train Your Dragon 2, 50 million. Maleficent, 19 million. Number 4, Edge of Tomorrow, 16 million. And number 5, The Fault in Our Stars, 15.7 million. Making money, DJ. Feel me, blood.
Fuck no, I'm broke, dude. I have no room to talk.
No room to talk. All right. And again, local news, Albuquerque, Borke, 505, hashtag ABQ, Albuquerque man dies in balloon landing.
What?
He was trying to land in Pennsylvania, and when he fell from the balloon as it was landing.
Oh, shit. Did the balloon hit him?
It doesn't say. I guess when it was going down, he fell out.
Do you know who it is? Does it say who the pilot was of the balloon?
Jeff Hooten, 47 years old.
Do you know who that is, Deez? Jeff Hooten? My buddy that flies a fucking balloon. He's here with me right now.
Right, yeah.
Huh. So I'm asking him if he fucking knows who that is.
Ask him right now.
Because the balloon culture, bro, they're fucking tight. You know what I'm saying? Everybody fucking, they're a close-knit community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking, that shit's the real fucking deal here. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Cool. It's the heart of the city.
Yep, so condolences, him, yeah, his family. Condolences. Be safe.
Hold on to your britches.
Hold on to your britches. Be safe, like this lady who was lost overnight near Santa Fe, but she was found safe.
Where?
Hyde Park.
Fuck, dude, it gets dark in Santa Fe.
And she was found at the Santa Fe ski.
No shit. Yep. At the ski area?
Yep. So I guess maybe like north of Santa Fe ski. That she ended up in Santa Fe ski.
What the fuck was she doing out there, dude? Just walking?
Hiker. It says hiker.
Holy shit.
So she was probably doing something.
Probably went too far and, dude, and it got dark and fucking couldn't find her way back.
Yep, yep.
That's fucked up. Poor lady, she'll probably never travel that far again.
Yep, yep. Or she'll probably take somebody with her this time, huh?
Take your cell phone. It leaves a signal.
GPS, just in case.
Yeah, if you get lost, call 911. They'll fucking find you. Take an extra one of those pocket chargers. If you're going to go on a hike and you know something could happen, take one of those pocket chargers with your cell phone so you could dial 911.
Yep, yep.
At least if it don't work, it'll get a signal to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try and hike to the top of a fucking hill and fucking dial that bitch a million times.
Yep, yep. And I do post like deals on the social media. Like if there's a deal like going on for those for tech stuff.
Yeah.
And I think either this past week or last week I did post to one of those portable battery chargers. Those are a pretty good one too.
Yeah, man. They'll actually, you know, I mean, you may not think about it at the time, but shit, it could be a smart investment. You could have something that's worthy of, you know, use. You're like, oh shit, well, I won't ever use it. But then you're like, yo, I was in a bad spot. I needed a fucking charger and I had this. And yep. I thank God I had it, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So hell yeah, bro.
Yep. So yeah, since it's like the summertime. So people are starting to camp out, you know?
Yep.
So there's two tips right there. Buy a battery charger. You may not need it, but grab one just in case. And the second tip is, if you're not using your phone, turn it off or turn it into airplane mode, so where it doesn't use the GPS and it tries to find a signal and stuff like that, and it uses up your battery.
Yep.
So two tips from the Rock Pod.
Yep. Stay safe out there, folks.
Stay safe. And this next story is crazy, buddy.
What's up?
Sculpture in Santa Fe is worth $1 million, and it was vandalized.
Where is this?
Downtown Santa Fe. Peyton Wright Gallery. So $1 million sculpture was vandalized.
That's sad.
And I just wanted to mention the story just because there's crazy people out there and they think they're being funny or being cool and all that, you know?
That shit ain't cool, man. Destruction of property and shit, dude. Somebody probably worked hard for that or, you know, whatever. And yes. Somebody defaced shit like that. It's not shit, but you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
one more local news. Travolta and Hawk. They're going to be filming in Santa Fe. Starting Ooh. This month.
Ooh.
John Travolta and Ethan Hawke.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? I think I'm going to go be a movie extra.
In which movie?
I don't know. I'm going with my boys.
Are you?
When we going, nigga? Friday.
Friday?
Happening. Who was it? Mel Gibson.
A Mel Gibson movie?
Yeah.
With Mel Gibson?
I don't know. I don't even know, bro, but I'm down to go stand there.
Stand there. Make sure you wear a t-shirt, real small print says Rock Pod.
I'll just write it in fucking permanent marker. Put the R backwards, bro.
Yo. Get Rock Pod in there somewhere.
I'll try. I'll hold up a sign.
Damn. They'll probably kick you out, huh?
Yeah, I know. They'll get mad.
Get out of here.
I don't want no advertisement, bro. What the hell are you doing?
Yep, yep. So they're going to start filming this month. The movie's called In a Valley of Violence.
Sounds like Albuquerque.
Sounds like Albuquerque. In the Valley of Violence?
I can't lie, dude. Yeah, we're in the fucking Valley of Violence here, folks.
It's the Valley. Valley of Violence and Borkiness.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
Someone is making a handheld Steam game system. So all those Steam games that you go and get on your PC, you'll be able to hold it in the palm of your hand with this PSP look-alike portable handheld gaming device. I'm excited for this one, buddy.
A steam-powered gaming device?
Yep. all those games that you can buy from the PC from Steam, instead of playing on your PC, you could download. I mean, like, there's like thousands of games on Steam. Just download it to this portable device and carry it around with you.
I thought you meant actual Steam. Those. I was like, yo, those shits don't mix, dude. Electronics and water, Steam, fucking moisture, whatever, they don't mix. And then you're like, yeah, you can get them all off the Steam account. I'm like, oh
okay.
Jesus Christ, I'm fucking dumb.
It's all right, buddy.
My homie says, I need Jesus.
JC.
JC, smoke one for JC.
What?
That's what we always say. Yeah, they got this new thing going on Sunday. It's called Smoke One for JC Day. You know what I mean? That's what the fucking dealie eat. That's what the dealie be.
What time is that?
What time is that? Yeah. Morning mass, bro. Starts at 4:20. Better be awake.
No.
You sitting in the pews early, you know what I mean? Oh, all kinds of puns intended. I'm a fucking idiot, dude. Oh, shit. This is how I get my laughs.
That's right, buddy. DJ being himself.
That was some funny shit.
Yes, sir.
Stupid, right?
So, yeah. Steam machine. Steam handheld.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm excited.
Get it.
Get it good.
You know you should. You ask me.
Later. Tell him laters.
Mr. B says laters.
Laters, eh?
He's chunking up the deuces. He said don't get too wild up in this bitch.
It's the rock pod. Anything happens.
Yeah, we need JC for sure.
Hey, tell him his mama's cool, man.
Dude. It's all good, man. I'll turn it off. Hey, be easy. Later, D's.
Your mama's so cool. She'll let you spend a night at DJ's house.
No more sleepovers? No more sleepovers. Fuck that. Y'all asses can go to fuck home.
Are they peeing in your bed?
No, fuck no. If they was, I'd be waking them up with a fucking sock to the eye. Hey, bitch. What the fuck you doing? Wake up, motherfucker. Get out of here. You're pissing your shit. Get out of here. Fucking. That's why sleepovers don't happen, all right?
Yeah.
I don't need any of that fucking mess.
Your sheets get yellow, buddy.
Fuck that. I keep it clean. Gangsta fucking 100. Snap. I don't fuck with that bullshit.
Yep. No more sleepovers.
No sleepovers, bro. Y'all can go to the fuck home.
In all caps, no sleepovers.
Oh, shit.
Autonomous camera drone lets you shoot your own action scenes. You see the pic?
My MacBook went into sleep mode, dude. I got to log back in because I'm sitting here being chatty Cathy.
All right. But you know how they have the GoPro and you put it in front of you on top of you, whatever, but the video is in front of you, right? So there's this drone copter. It's synced with your phone. You know, you put your phone in your pocket and the copter is synced to your phone and you tell it how many feet away from you you want it to stay away from you in front of you. So if you're walking, this copter is in front of you, above you, flying, and it has a camera on you.
With your phone?
And it senses it's in sync with your phone. So wherever your phone is going, it stays that many feet away from your phone.
Wow, dude, I gotta get me one of these. I'm pretty sure it's a couple thousand bucks. But...
yeah, it kind of reminds me of like those future movies, you know, when those robots are just following you, floating around you.
Yeah.
And they're just like have a camera on you.
So let me ask you this: is this a GoPro or is it?
No, it's not a GoPro.
I mean, like, does it fit GoPros? Is that what the whole thing is for, or is it just?
The camera and the copter is one whole unit.
Oh, the ultimate GoPro accessory. So it's an accessory-based thing off of GoPro sort of deal?
Yeah. And this thing just hovers above you so many feet away and just has the camera pointed towards you. And wherever you move, depending on where your phone is at, it stays that distance away from you.
This thing can do 40 miles a fucking hour, dude.
Yep.
You know, you could film music videos while you're fucking driving through traffic and this little fucking thing just following you, dude.
That'd be bad,
just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're just flying through traffic and people are like, yo, what the fuck? Is this guy got like this thing following him around like a little drone?
Yeah.
And you're just fucking making music videos or doing whatever the case shit is. You know what I mean? Like fucking whatever. That's cool shit. It could get you crashing if you fuck up.
Instead of... Instead of keeping your eyes on the road, you're looking at the camera.
Yeah, dude. You're just like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
That's definitely some cool stuff. Mr. B, you show me some cool shit. Not even gonna lie.
I guess the only thing not good about it would be the battery life, you know? It just stays in the air for so long.
How long is that? That's
doesn't say.
Yeah, that is true. I wonder what kind of batteries it runs off of. It looks pretty big. I don't know. I can't really tell from crazy. Yep, crazy, yep. Brother.
Or walk around. This is a good time to do the documentary on DJ Problems.
Oh, shit. Steve Pizzle.
Where's Steve Pizzle at?
Where's Steve Pizzle, man? Fucking wants to do that documentary. I'm ready.
Be one of a kind.
We can have Mr. B and me just through the whole documentary talking about shit.
Yep. Be camera on us doing the rock pod.
Yes, sir.
Yep. You know what else is cool?
What's that?
These tiny wireless earphones that recharge when you put them in your pocket. So if you all imagine earphones that you put in your ear, just cut off the wires.
Earbuds.
No wires, nothing. It's pretty cool, huh? Simple as that. Earbuds go in your ear, no wires, nothing. Looks like you have on those
hearing plugs?
Yeah, I was trying to think of the word. Looks like you have earplugs in, but it's actually earphones.
They're called earrings.
Earrings.
That's cute.
Genius. Yep. And I think the only other headphones that come close to this are I guess they're comparing it to Beats, the Power Beats, where it's just the earphones and it's just one cord that runs from to each one of them. That's the closest that they're comparing this to. But this one has no cord on it.
Yeah, this is like the Beats that aren't actually cordless. They'll have a cable running one bud to the other. So basically it's just a wireless set of earphones with a cord on them, right? What I'm guessing, it's kind of like those the hearing plugs or the fucking earplugs or whatever you want to call them.
Yep.
That you used to shoot at the range. They have that little neck fucking lasso on them.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. What do you think? Would you get them?
I would if I had money. I would get it to try it because it looks pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Just because you don't have to worry about wires and getting tangled up and all that.
You know, they do say though that you will lose your hearing faster if you use earbuds as opposed to you using
headphones? I guess,
yeah, like full ear headphones.
Yeah.
Monitors. I don't know what you want to call them. Whatever you call them. But yeah, they say that you lose your hearing, I guess, 40% quicker.
Yeah.
So don't use earbuds, folks.
You
want you to go deaf. Of course, with all that badass technology and just bumping ass bass, they want you to go deaf quickly. So buy these, please.
Dre wants you to go deaf. Dre Day. Ice Cube. Speaking of Ice Cube, Dre, one of the first couple Eminem albums, TLC, where's those, Casey and JoJo, Next. Somebody actually turned me on to 101.3. Have you heard that station?
Is that the peak?
No, it's not the peak. They call it,
rap station?
They call it Yo MTV Classics.
What?
It's just a classic. They're those songs that were maybe 90s and early 2000s. They're calling it the classics now. Like the up, I think it was up like maybe up to speaker box Outkast. So like Outkast, Ice Cube, hip hop, R&B.
So they're actually playing good music.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hell yeah!
So check it out.
New station
here in Bulky, 101.3. Check it out. Like this new Honeywell thermostat that lets you change the temperature using your Pebble smartwatch, buddy.
Your smartwatch.
I guess they're starting to integrate the technology with the smartwatches now, which is pretty good, you know? Like you're at home, you're watching TV, and you don't want to change the temperature. You just push some buttons on your watch.
Yeah, I'm at home wanting to be a lazy-ass motherfucker, so I have my watch.
Yep. Smartwatch promoting laziness.
And you don't got to get up and walk anymore. Pretty soon we'll just be able to swim everywhere.
Yep.
And paddle along like a fucking hippo.
Walking is for losers.
Damn, bro, I'm a fucking loser for a show then.
Loser. Standing up is for losers. Your mama's so cool. She doesn't walk around. She doesn't need to walk around. That's like a double. How would you say it? There's two sides to that.
What do you mean?
Because I said your mom's so cool, she doesn't have to walk around. She doesn't have to walk around because she's driving, like being lazy. But on the other hand, she's just like we said, she's cool because she doesn't have to drive around, walk around.
Because she's got the watch.
Yeah. That's right, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. On the rock pod, rolling out track.
Pretty soon you'll be able to order pizza on your watch.
Jesus Christ. The Ninja Turtles will be proud, bro.
Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles movie coming soon with April O'Neil.
I just watched the old one.
The first one's better than the rest of them, right?
Yes, sir, it is. I'll never, ever, 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 ever watch another Ninja Turtles, bro.
Not even the new one?
Nope.
Hey, did you see the new trailer for Dumb and Dumber 2?
No, but I'm meaning to check it out.
Check it out. Listeners, check it out. Dumb and Dumber 2 trailer released.
Yeah, dude.
It's freaking funny, man.
You know what's funny, Mr. B?
What's up?
I wonder if listeners hear us, but they never actually see us.
Whoa, man.
I wonder what the picture is in their head of us.
Oh, yeah. Like you how know, you listen to somebody and you try and picture them?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I have some friends that I talk to, and I'm like, I wonder, like, how this person actually is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I talk to them on, like, messages and shit. But, you know, it's like you never really meet them, but you fucking know them so well. So, like, when you meet, it's, like, all fucking awkward. Or, like, you're like, yo, you're not how I really expected you to be.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, how crazy. You know what I mean?
Like, your voice doesn't go with your
yeah.
Your face. So,
we kind of just like, have our, I don't know how you, our personality or personas online, you know what I mean? And it's just like a crazy thought to me. Like, what do people think? Like, what is their picture of us? What is their like thoughts on, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not fucking crazy, dog. And you know, Mr. B, you're all mellow and shit like that. I'm over here fucking ranting and raving and shit. And like, when I hear the shows, like, I know it's us. So it's cool. Like, I'm fucking laughing and shit and smiling and shit, but I want to know, like, from an outside view, like, yo, what is your view, you know? I want to know what another person's view is, you know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now, but it's a thought, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean, man.
Crazy.
It's a good question to the listeners.
Because, you know, you build up a mental picture of someone, if you hear them for so long or whatever, you kind of feel like, you know, when you listen to a radio show, for instance, like a show in town is like The Edge. If you get into listening to The Morning Edge, you feel like you're part of The Edge army. You know what I mean? You feel like you're part of this like fucking group of people in the morning that like listens yeah. fucking religiously to the show. And you guys have the ups and downs and the fucking laughs and the shit. And it's cool to hear the other shit like that. So, you know, that's my view of us. Like, we're having a fucking good time. We're talking shit. Just being us, man. Fucking rolling off track podcasting. It's fucking, it can often be imitated, but never duplicated.
Yep.
So, it's cool, man. I, you know what I mean? Oh, I'd like to know what another view is.
Do I sound fat?
Do I sound...
Do you picture me as JP?
You picture
JC. Yes, sir.
You know, I like to picture myself as baby Jesus the best, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yes, sir. Cool. Another cool story. 3D printer headed to outer space, buddy.
Oh, I heard about that a long ago, buddy.
3D printer is going to the space station.
Space station?
Space station this August.
Dude, I heard about that a long, 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 long time ago.
Well, it's finally happening now, okay?
Thank God.
Okay, DJ. Come on, man.
Is it actually finally going up there?
Yeah, this August. Space station. Say that 5 times.
How are they... How are they sending you?
Optimus Prime, buddy. Yep. No, probably a rocket.
Unmanned?
Unmanned drone rocket. For your ear hole. Here's some amazeballs news. Angry Birds Transformers just announced, man. Angry Birds, everybody loves their Angry Birds. So, you know how they had the Star Wars, and then they had the kart racing, and now it's back to the Flick'em Angry Birds Transformers. It says coming soon. Yeah, just coming out with everything Angry Birds, right?
I support Angry Birds.
You support them? Oh yeah, you got addicted to them, remember? It's tight, yo. It's tight.
it even woke him back when I fucking get on. It's like, welcome back, DJ Problems Official. And I'm like, what's up, Angry Birds?
Cool story, buddy. Battery top. Electric buses flash charge in 15 seconds. So these buses that they've developed in Switzerland, they don't run on gas, they run on electric. And on one charge, it can, I think it was like 9 hours.
Have to get fuckers around for the day.
Yep. And this bus holds 133 passengers, runs on electric, and a couple of stops throughout the city. Or not a couple, but maybe a few. It charges the batteries while they're driving around.
So when you pull up to this bad boy, it kind of charges you while you're letting people off and waiting to get on and shit like that?
Yeah, so like these arms come out and touch the bus and charges it up.
Ooh, sounds dirty.
only DJ. One more thing for you Apple people. Are you Apple, buddy?
Yes, I am.
Apple recalls millions of iPhone chargers across 37 countries.
Why? Because they're going out?
No. Overheat. Safety risk.
Ah.
So you can actually...
So which are... Oh, whoa. Those adapters are weird. What the hell? What's that for? A phone?
Yeah, it's for your Apple phone. That's just the information it gives on the USB part.
Oh, they say that the iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, and the 4S are pose a potential of risks.
Yeah, so the chargers that came in the box with the iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, and 4S, those are the chargers that overheating.
Crazy.
Safety risk.
Watch out, meow. You like that?
That's right. I like when you said it earlier, too, in the beginning. I got my friend right here, right meow.
He's right meow. He's here right meow. I say that shit a lot. Y'all, if y'all know me, I'm a fucking character. If, like, for reals, I'm, like, a cool, genuine fucking person, and I just fucking say crazy shit, okay?
Yes, sir. So,
meow. You know what I mean? We're talking about shit right meow.
On the rap pod.
Right meow.
Real quick stories. Amazon launches Prime Music. Like it or not, your Comcast Xfinity router may now be a Wi-Fi hotspot. Remember what we talked about previous episode?
Yes, I hate that shit.
Like it or not, Comcast is activating it, buddy.
Cool.
Microsoft is working on building a smartphone with week-long battery life.
Really?
Yes, sir. It's going to be tight. It's going to be off the shizzle.
Dude, that is some shit. That is a true magic trick right there, folks, because if you, like I am, I'm on the phone fucking 9 times out of 10 of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to sit by your charger a couple times. So, nonetheless, a whole week? Woo! I would love to see that.
Just got to wait for them to build and see if it happens.
It better happen with iPhones. Yeah, hey, well, I was talking about this shit today, dude. I'm just going to go ahead and get a tablet with that shit on there because it's just basically going to that. I mean, the fucking things are getting bigger and bigger each time. Upgrade here for $650, y'all. Fuck, man. I just better buy me a fucking pad.
Yep.
Put service on it for a phone, and I'll just walk around with a fucking headset in it.
Yes, sir.
Wireless earphones.
Do it. Walk around with that, remember those old school handsets, those phones? They make them, and you just plug them to the ear jack, earphone jack. Have you seen those?
No, what?
You know those landline phones?
Uh-huh.
And the cable is connected to the handset.
Yeah, it's like you can walk around with the fucking phone, like a cell phone, and you put your little headset on like you're in an office and shit.
Yeah.
And you walk around with that shit in your pocket or holding it or whatever. You know, something like that.
Get one of those with your with your pad.
Yeah, I could do that.
And then say meow all the time.
Did I say meow?
Make sure to vote for Pedro.
Gosh.
Yes, sir. Another one. Gadget that could change... controlling how you control your TV. It's like a ring.
What?
A ring you put on your finger and...
Really? You got a picture? You got a link?
Yeah, let me send this bad boy to you. Bad boy.
Just say this, man. I fucking love doing the Raw Pod with you, brother. I fucking love the Raw Pod, man. I love doing it. I love being on it. I love interacting with you, bro. I love when we fucking do. It's fucking awesome, bro.
Yes.
That's shit.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Did you get the pick?
See.
So it's a ring you put on your finger, and it's like a little
I thought you were joking, dude, and it fucking is. Yep. Holy shit.
So it's like sync with, I guess whatever it's going to sync with, it doesn't say. It could be for TVs, computers, or I guess even a tablet, such as like PowerPoint presentations. And you just, so it's sort of like just waving your hands around, doing controls, motion controls, but it's actually sensing the ring on your finger when you're doing motion controls. $149. Are you?
I really fucking am. I think I'm going to, that's really fucking cool shit. If it comes out, it says it's really inexpensive. It's $150 and that's fucking.
Yep, yep. So I think that would be much better than a Kinect trying to read your every motion, your arm motion, your hand motion.
I believe that, sir.
It could just sense the ring and where however you move your hand, it just controls whatever with it.
Yeah, and I mean, for the listeners, you know, they can't see it or anything like that. It's like, it's a ring and that, like the top, I guess, where the diamond would go, it's got these like up and down switches. It's got a, like, rare buttons or something like that. So I'm guessing that maybe you can touch it or you can move it with your hand as well.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
It's so cool. It's a sort of updated version of the watch. Remember how they had those watches that you could control your TV with? Have you ever seen those watches?
No,
that was like old school, like when
mobile was
barely starting. You wear a watch and it has a little infrared sensor on the front of it, and you could control your TV just like a. This is like a shrunken version of a remote control, but it's actually a watch.
So
this is an updated version. It's a ring.
The crazy stuff, dude, that people are coming up with is so cool, man. It's just mind-boggling how smart the mind is. Like this, for instance, you know.
Yep, yep.
Human just create shit like that. It's crazy. The coolness.
One last one. For you listeners. A thermometer that you stick in your meat.
Oh, really?
You heard it, folks. A thermometer that you stick in your meat.
Do it.
Do it.
Goes right in the middle.
And this little sensor that you stick in your meat senses the temperature. So if you want medium well meat, when the temperature gets to the right temperature, this little sensor,
it does a code red flash for you, bro.
Does a code red. No, it actually gives us a signal that telling you that it's ready. So you could, like, you're cooking some steaks, you put the sensor in the meat, you put it in the grill, you close the grill, or however you grill, you step away when the temperature's right in the middle, notifies you and your meat is finished.
Hell yeah, man. Amazon, baby. Amazon.
Amazonian deals.
Yeah.
Yeah, son. Represent.
The ABQ.
ABQ. What? Pretty good.
Once again, sir, you have put together a wonderful podcast.
Yes, sir. Thanks to my sidekick, DJP.
Yeah, man. I'm just here for the ride, folks. Just here to support Mr. B. I love what he does and fucking, dude. I love this, dude. I can't even say that enough. I love this shit.
Yep. Yeah, so we're going to try and do it, of course, every week, every Monday, Monday Night Rod Pod.
Yeah.
And instead of doing it on the weekend where it's only going to get a few downloads, because from, like, if we do it on Friday, it's only Saturday and Sunday, a few downloads, we're going to try for Wednesday or Thursdays during the week also. Sound good, DJ?
Sounds good, buddy. Whenever you're ready, I'll be here, brother. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the, I'm not going to call it the studio anymore. I'm not going to give it a label like that. I'm just going to say the lab. You know what I mean? This is the lab. This is where I spend my prison time at.
Prison time. Your sentence.
I'm sentenced, dude, for a couple months until I finish the shit.
Yep. So again, share the exciting news, from Rock Pod and DJ Problems.
Sure, man.
Evolving. Help us evolve. Can't say it enough. Appreciate the listeners. Thank you very much.
Love you.
Yes, sir. All right, DJ 75.
75, buddy.
And this one's coming from a listener. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You remember the school milks?
School. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Chocolate or regular?
Ooh, fucking chocolate, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all pumped about that like a damn little kid. Did you hear that come out of me? I was like, oh, my fucking god, chocolate milk, dog.
Yeah. DJ.
Yes, sir.
Any last words?
Once again, thank you, Mr. B. Fucking dude, you're amazing, dude. You're an amazing fucking friend. You're fucking awesome, brother. And thanks to all the listeners out there for supporting me and Mr. B on the Rob Pod. couldn't do it without you guys, and stuff coming from us soon.